Welcome to Straightforward Real Estate, an insider's guide into buying, selling, and maintaining real estate. You're about to get into the head of a top-producing, nationally recognized realtor, the only Missouri-licensed real estate broker who's a certified senior advisor, a sought-after pro who's sold tens of millions of dollars of residential real estate, a guy who's guided by a moral compass, the advocate you deserve, Mr. Ted Gottlieb.
Well, well, hello, and welcome back to Straightforward Real Estate, the only real estate podcast on the Whole Care Network. My name is Ted Gottlieb. I've been a licensed real estate agent in the state of Missouri since 2003. I help folks buy, sell, build, and invest in real estate all over the country. I'm a certified seniors housing professional and certified senior advisor with older adult advocacy and fair treatment as my platform. On this podcast, we take a relaxed yet insightful and straightforward look into everything real estate. The hope is to provide you with what you need to make informed real estate decisions. A quick thank you, I do this every week, to Mr. Christopher McClellan and the Whole Care Network for providing this platform. Today is Saturday, March 3rd, 2018, and we're discussing one of the most important steps you can take to selling your home faster and oftentimes for more money. I'm excited to have Andrea Lenzen on the podcast today. Andrea is a professional home restylist and a go-to member of my team. Andrea, welcome to Straightforward Real Estate.
Thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure to be here.
Gosh, you're one of my favorite people. I'm so excited to have you on the program. I mean, I've known you forever. Andrea, please tell the listening audience just a little bit about your background.
Well, luckily, I've been in real estate for over 30 years, and I've had the experience running my own real estate company, worked for several builders, worked for a staging company for about 10 years, and then started my own company about 2.5 years ago, Designed to Sell.
Wow. You know, and I met you probably, gosh, a couple years into my real estate career when I was heavily into the new construction market, and we sat on the board together over at the HBA, and boy, we had a fun time.
Right.
And so excited to
fun.
Yeah, it was so excited to see what you have become and the business you have built. You've been a blessing for myself and my clients, so I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Sure. Andrea, I introduced you as a restylist, and oftentimes when I talk with my clients about a restylist, they look at me like I'm crazy. So is a restylist the same as a stager? Help kind of define what exactly you do.
Sure. Kind of stager kind of is the massive umbrella, and then there's different things underneath it. So what we do with our clientele is restyling their home. So we're working with individuals that live in their home. It's a sense of staging, but it's staging with an occupied homeowner, where a lot of people think of staging a vacant home and bring furniture in. They're not really restyling. We are, because we're working with the homeowner's furniture, items, accessories, and things like that. So that's mainly the difference. It's more focused in an occupied home would be a restyler.
Right. You know, and you got me thinking a little bit, because when I think of you, I think about, you know, having you come in and working with my clients to help them restyle the home. But what I wasn't thinking about was people who are not selling their homes, but actually could use a little bit of help in regard to just, I guess, restyling is the right word, but
right.
really getting the maximum enjoyment they can out of their house. So, you know, I guess what percentage of the time do you think you're actually working with owner occupants who are actually going to continue to live in their house versus sell it?
Oh, that's an interesting question. It's probably about 20% now, because people are starting to call us and they're saying, we're going to put our home on the market maybe in about a year, but we would certainly like to enjoy all the improvements that we're doing now. So, you know, let's start now, which I think is a brilliant, really great idea for them to be able to enjoy the upgrades that they're putting in and the decluttering they go through. So when they get ready to put their home on the market, it's really easy, and they're just done, and they're ready to do it. And then also, too, we can help them once they sell their home and they want to move into their new home. Designed to Live can help them set their furniture up, their artwork up, whatever they need to do to help them in their new home also.
Wow. So you've got me thinking a little bit, because oftentimes I hear from my clients, and we joke about it, but you know, by the time they get done restyling their home and getting ready for sale, they may not want to leave it anymore.
They don't want to leave. I know. We hear that a lot.
It's true, because some of the things that we do are things that they've put off, and they're saying, well, if it's good enough for me, why isn't it good enough for the buyer? And we'll get into that a little bit deeper, but I'll give you one example of that. We moved into our home, gosh, more than 12 years ago, and we first thing I did was tear out all the carpet because there were hardwood floors underneath, and then we took down all the wallpaper and this big mirror that was in the dining room, and there's one room that we didn't take down the wallpaper, and that happened to be the master bedroom. And now, 12 years later, that I'll say unique wallpaper is still there, but we're blind to it. We don't see it any longer, and we know
it's
there.
It's called house blindness.
Well, that's
blindness.
Exactly what I've got, and even when the room is dark, I think I still see it, right? So, yeah, that has to go. So when we go to sell this house, we know it has to go, and we also know we have a bathroom to do, but we're putting it off like I think a lot of people do. So I love the idea of you coming in and helping people actually enjoy their home before they actually go and sell it. That's fabulous. Let's expand upon that a little bit. And I'm curious to ask you, why is it so important that the home be market ready before it goes on the market? And help me understand that, and I'll also give you my little spin on it too.
Well, it needs to be because people cannot visualize what the home is going to look like. So we need to depersonalize it. We need to make it marketable for the demographics and for it to appeal to the widest range of buyers. So, and on the digital world too, it's got to look good online because that's when people do the shopping first. So those are really the most important reasons why that needs to be done right up front, because it's so critical.
It really is, and I have this conversation with my sellers all the time about, and I use the same line almost every time, is that the first time someone comes into your house is the second time they've seen it. And they look at me like, yeah, what do you mean
that's
by that?
Correct.
So most people are buying and looking at properties online, and if something doesn't look attractive, if something isn't priced well, people are just moving on. And even in a market that it's a tight market for buyers, buyers are still very selective, and they want to come into something that's just ready to move into and perfect. So that's really an important thing that we all need to be thinking about, and it's something that I hit home all the time. There's a
buyer,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, buyers do not want a project. As you were mentioning, they want a move-in ready home, and that's
right.
What we need to give them.
Yeah, and we're generalizing here. I mean, I've had a buyer or two who will in turn say, gosh, I see what we can do here. This wall's coming down, that wall's coming down. So not to offend anybody, because I do that as well, but we're generalizing. And I think the large number of buyers out there, especially inexperienced buyers or new buyers who are pressing the budget to begin with, need to make sure that whatever they're buying is ready to go, because they may not have the funds to do it. And there are some loans out there that
Absolutely.
Might give them that ability. But I'm with you. I was looking at a piece of your literature, and it talked about how homes that are restyled or staged sell much quicker. And I think the number was like 73%.
73%.
That's
right.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. It's true. We've had so many circumstances where a seller did not choose the correct agent, and really the agent didn't advise them on what to do, and it stayed on the market for 4 months, and then we got a call with the right agent who knew about staging, restyling, called us in there, we made some adjustments and changes to the house for them, and boom, they got a contract. So it really makes all the difference, especially in the market. As you mentioned earlier, you know, your first showing is online, and if they've got a blue bedroom, they're going to move on to the next one. So it's so critical to do all those things upfront.
Yeah, so it's great when we have cooperative sellers who understand that, and sometimes they don't, and it takes a while, and they get discouraged. And, you know, I've had situations where I've had 73 showings and the seller was a little discouraged because I wasn't bringing in enough buyers. 73 in a 3-month period of time, and we kept getting the same feedback about wallpaper and about this and about that, and finally I lost the listing. and somebody else came in, lowered the price a little bit, made a couple changes, and sold it within a couple of days. And I had been preaching for months about what we need to do. So sometimes that that happens. The other thing too that I believe you mentioned, if not, I want to hammer away again, is that that house that looks ready and raring to go, that looks beautiful online and looks even nicer when you go to see it, creates the perception, and rightly so, that the home is well maintained. I walk into a home before I even walk into a home with buyers. I have a sense of what I'm going to see on the inside. And every once in a while, I'm surprised, and most often than not, after 15 years in the business, I nail it every time. It's and you know, and you and I will start on the outside of the house, which is what I'm, you know,
curb appeal.
I'm going to have you talk about that in a minute, but that's really, really huge. So, there's so much we can do. And it's not very expensive to do. And the dividends that it yields back. I want to talk about one other, property that stands out to me in my head about staging and restyling. And we even took the time, and I finally got my sellers to agree to do some staging, because they had this very nice house with furniture that had been sitting on the carpet forever and a day, and the house was not staged, and it was a house that was priced close to $400,000, and people would walk in and you'd see the dimples of the old furniture sitting on the carpet, and it didn't show very well, and people kept passing on it. So we finally made the investment to stage, and by staging we're talking about a house that was completely empty. We brought furniture in, and we staged every room except for this one odd room. And don't ask me why the one odd room wasn't staged, but it wasn't. Okay. And by the time we caught it that it wasn't staged and I figured it out, it was, I don't know, a couple weeks later, because I don't always go back into the house once it's staged. And that was my error. Okay. But we had the pictures taken again, and there was one room in the back that wasn't furnished. And we kept getting, feedback that, what do we use this room for? What do we do with it? And I went back to the stager and I said, hey, we missed this room. We need to get it staged, and let's go ahead and do that. And they got it staged. And I'm telling you, within a week, we had two contracts because people could see it. So it's just so critical. Yeah. And what I often will say too is, yes, it might cost you a couple thousand dollars, sometimes $2,000 or $3,000, sometimes more if it's a bigger house, to have the home professionally staged. And I'm talking about staging, bringing in furniture, not what you do. What you do is pennies. And I'll say, well, what do you think the first price reduction is going to end up costing you? And it's going to be at least $5,000 on a house that's priced over 300, right? So it's going to cost you less to stage your home than it will than your first price reduction. So why not take the hit now?
They could have made 4 months of mortgage payments
where
they've already could have paid for staging, and they would have had a contract the first week.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I say it all the time, all day long.
And just sometimes people will hear you out, and sometimes they won't. So we just have to hope that they'll hear us out. I want to generalize just a little bit. When buyers are looking at homes, what's key to catching their eye? What are they looking for? And what is your restyling doing to help them see what they're looking for?
Well, what we try to focus in is every home has some sort of wow factor. We always want to focus in on the wow factor. And we want to make every room have a vocal point. We want to have every room show what the room can be used for. And then we also want to keep the palette as neutral as possible, because what we find is that buyers are very open to a neutral palette, because once they move in there, then they'll think about, maybe we're going to change this bedroom to this color or the bathroom to that color. But they don't want it right off the bat to have to start to paint as soon as they move in. So it's focusing in on the wow factors of the home, really pointing those features out, and keeping the home as neutral and as clean as possible. Those are really, and be personalizing by removing personal photos, anything with your names on it, trophies, awards, just things like that. So when a buyer walks in there, they're going to feel like it's their home and not yours, not the seller's.
Right. So, oftentimes, we talk about those pictures and things along those lines, and I'm going to have you elaborate on that in just a little bit. But yeah, I'm finding the same thing as you mentioned before. Our buyers want a turnkey solution. They don't want to be dealing with much, if anything, at a certain right. price point. And especially in today's market when prices are up just a little bit more than they were last year and there's less inventory and there's more competition, that you know, they want to fall in love with it quickly and get it to be theirs, and they want a turnkey solution. They don't want the brand new flooring in the kitchen but older countertops. Sometimes, again, they'll see around that, but oftentimes they won't because they're maxing out on what they're buying. So a turnkey solution, something being clean and decluttered, as you mentioned, the fresh paint goes a long way, the newer flooring goes a long way. And there are times when, you know, you'll come in and you'll make those suggestions, and it makes a huge difference. You know, and that
we
being
have examples to show them. Yeah, we have examples to show them before and after what it looks like. And we can show them a home that's been on the market for a while that had the wallpaper. And then we can show them the picture. Once they did remove it and paint it, they got a contract. This is what it looked like. So they really need that visualization to be able to see what the difference is. And, you know, and explain to them that, you know, right now all sellers are spending money to get their house ready. They don't want to buy your house and spend more money. So, you know, kind of just educating them on what's going on and showing them the difference, I think really, really helps. And coming from a third party always is a little bit easier to hear than, you know, possibly your real estate agent telling you those type of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I say to my folks who are both buying and selling with me, when we go to start looking at property, I joke about the wow factor, and they'll say, what do you mean? And I say, well, listen, I've got a rule, and my rule is, and I say this all the time, my rule is if you say wow three times when you're in a house, you have to buy it. Okay. And they look at me like, they look at me like I'm crazy, right? And then we walk into a house and you get nothing. And then you walk in another house and go, oh, okay, that's pretty nice. And then they walk into a house, they go, wow. And I'll say, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Andrea? And you'll say, oh, what do you mean? Wow. I said, well, you said wow. I said, if you say wow two more times, you got to buy it, right? And then we laugh about it because it's so often, or it's so uncommon to be wowed when you walk into homes, that when you start to walk into a home and go, wow, I'm going to bring that up to you, not because I'm trying to sell you a house. I'm trying to help you understand the fact that for the first time in four or five mm-hmm. homes that we saw, that you said wow. And sometimes that wow is verbal. Sometimes that wow is a whoa. Sometimes that wow is a huh. Sometimes that wow is big eyes that open up. And I've called out people. And, you know, I, as you know, I have a very good time when I'm showing property. And I'll say, Andrea, oh my gosh. I said, are you okay? And you'll say, what do you mean? Well, your eyes just like lit up. And I said, I'm taking that as a wow. And she goes, you know what? You're right. So that's what we're trying to create, not only for you when you're looking at something new, but when someone's looking at your house. And I mean, that's just such an awesome example. And I love the wow factor. And that being said, I want to make sure that the audience understands that homes that have not been updated to sell, just they will be able to sell, but maybe not as quick and maybe not for the maximum amount that we can get if we stage it, but they will still sell. But we probably will take a little bit of a hit. Now, there are exceptions. If you've got that 1 acre lot in a certain area that's to die for, and they don't care what the house looks like because they're going to tear it down, or they still have to be in that particular neighborhood or in that school district, whatever it's going to be, people will overlook certain things. But in general, we want this thing to look as nice as it possibly can, and you're not going to spend a whole lot of money doing it. And that's really the point, and that's the value that I think I add. Andrea, you talked about depersonalizing the home, and you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned pictures and trophies and things like mm-hmm. that. What are some of the mm-hmm. other mm-hmm. things that that will neutralize the house, things that you should be proactive in getting rid of when it comes to actually, you know, getting the result that you're looking to get?
Well, if you're a real big sports enthusiast, and I've run into that several times, I would recommend taking down, you know, the football jerseys, or pack away all the baseball memorabilia, or just different things like that. And especially if you're in St. Louis, you don't want to maybe have an out-of-state symbol of something, of a sports. I've just seen that so many times. And so, you know, you don't want to offend anybody. Like, I mean, say, like, maybe have a Jayhawks up instead of a Mizzou, or things, just little things like that you just don't think about. But you'll, very strange reasons why people won't. you know, another thing we don't run into too often, but, you know, people who are like are hunters and they like to have deer heads on the walls, and that's kind of offensive to some people. So we recommend taking anything down that would be distracting and, or maybe offensive to somebody. And part of that too is taking out a lot of furniture. Sometimes you have way too much furniture and it's opening up the path so it looks more open or more cozy. And we know how to do that and how to lay out the furniture the right way. I mean, there's just so many little tricks to help depersonalize, declutter, and to clean, make sure that the house is power washed, new doormat, windows washed, and have a professionally cleaning crew come in prior to putting on the market. Because going back again to that well-maintained home, even if they haven't done everything that you want them to do, if that home is clean, then they feel that that home has been taken care of, and that's going to go a long way,
Wow, that's great. Talk to us about the process. When you go and let me back up. So what happens is I will go into a listing appointment and obtain the listing. But prior to that, I talk about the added value, some of the added value that I bring in. One of them is bringing in Andrea, and one of them is bringing in a professional photographer after Andrea is done. And I believe so strongly in that, that I pay for Andrea to consult with my clients. So they get 2 hours of Andrea's time, and it's money well spent. And then prior to Andrea going in, you know, I note the non-style related items that should be addressed before the listing goes active on the market. So I'm picking on things like, squeaky floors and doorbells that don't ring and all that kind of stuff. And I depend on your eye. And you're my independent third party, neutral person that goes in and educates the seller, as to what they can do to make the home even more pleasing. And I joke with my clients and even with you, Andrea, that I, you know, you do my dirty work, right?
Absolutely. I'm the bad cop.
I love it. I love it, and it's great. And then I walk back in. They'll say, well, Andrea wanted me to do this, and Andrea wanted me to do that. I said, well, you know what, Andrea knows what you're doing, but if you don't want to do it, that's okay. You know, so, you know, I gain my graces again. But 9 times out of 10, they do what you suggest. And then once they do what you suggest, and it's only after your suggestions are implemented, that the professional photographer comes in that also, you know, I pay for as part of my cost of doing business, and have realistic photos of the house taken. And by realistic, I'm talking about not making a room that's 9 by 9 look like it's 90 by 90. There's nothing more discouraging than somebody walks into a house and thinks the dining room is huge and ends up being a postage stamp, right? So, you know, these are realistic photos that really will attract people to come in, but won't distract when they come in and realize that it's not the real deal. So the home looks its best for the world to see. But I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, what actually you do. To walk us through the process after I've referred you and you come in and you ring the doorbell, walk through, take a couple minutes and walk us through what you do.
Sure. Be happy to. Well, usually the seller is very anxious to show the house off right away and let's get started. But what I like to do is sit down at a dining room table, kitchen table, and really explain to them why I'm there and what the process is going to be so that they're aware of it, and show them some examples of some before and after pictures. And then we'll talk about, and it really impress on them that you only get one chance to make a first impression. So there's some things that we need to do that might be uncomfortable for you, but what we're doing for you is going to help you get your home sold quickly and for the highest price. I always ask their permission to be completely honest with them, because I am there to help them, not there to hurt or offend their feelings by any means. And so, you know, they're really open and they're very receptive, because you have already set the expectations that I'm going to be probably doing something like that, which is perfect. So we'll first talk about decluttering, and I'll explain the importance of that and how they need to bring the closets down 50% or the linen closets, the pantries, and that would also include accessories. So we'll go in kind of in depth about that. And then we'll talk about repairing, that it's so important them to fix anything now. that needs to be repaired, because it'll, again, perception, this house has been really well maintained. Plus, it'll save a big headache for you when the time of the building inspection comes around. You don't want any surprises there. Then we'll talk about updating. You know, maybe they're going to need to update the light fixtures, or maybe even some bathroom fixtures, or the flooring, or painting. These are things that will suggest that they're hopefully will get most of their money back. Painting is usually something we strongly always want to recommend, because usually they'll get 100% back on that. But again, depending on the price range they're in, the location they're in, we'll recommend certain upgrades for them. Then we'll always talk about deep cleaning, power washing, cleaning the windows, and cleaning the inside of the home right before it goes on the market. And then we'll get to my part, is the showcasing. And so what we'll do is we'll start with the outside of the room, and outside of the house, and we'll talk about, you know, what does the hardware look like? What does the landscaping look like? Do you need a new doormat? That's curb appeal. That's your first impression. You're setting the tone for the house. Then we'll start going room to room. And in each room, we'll analyze what we feel would be in their best interest to do in that room. Maybe decluttering the break front, maybe setting the dining room table, putting in a really pretty, you know, artificial floral arrangement. We will always work with their accessories as much as we possibly can, but we also want to let them know that we at Design to Sell have our own accessories, and we can bring those in, set that up for them for a fee before the photographer comes. So I don't want them to feel overwhelmed that they have to go out and buy certain things. We know certain things are going to look good in the home, and certain things will bring in some color. So we'll continue to go to each and every room and talk about the importance of the furniture layout, the tossed pillows, removing whatever they need to remove. The bedding will be a critical thing that we'll talk about, because that's an important picture. Want to make sure, you know, for the photos, everything's going to be tucked in. We're going to talk about the bath towels. Every single room we're going to discuss, even the garage, even the basement. There's certain ways to remove your decluttering, or just to organize it and put it in one location if you have to store things downstairs. And then when we're done, we're going to go and we'll show them some more examples of some more before and after, so they have a really clear understanding. And what we try to stress to them is the way you live in your home and the way you list it are two different things. So we're looking at this completely differently. And they really do understand. We spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours with them. And we're very hands-on. If we're there, we can help them maybe rearrange the bookcases, show them how it should look. We can help them with place settings, whatever they need. We are there to help them. We would possibly recommend taking down drapes if they're blocking like a beautiful view, or valances, because it might cut down the rooms. And I know they've spent a lot of money on them and they loved them. But again, we don't want to detract from the buyer. We want to remove any objections the buyer might have regarding the house. So we want it to shine 100% and look the best it possibly can, so we can intrigue those buyers to want to come in there and write a contract as soon as possible.
Right. And you mentioned the valances, and I actually just kind of made a note to talk to you about that. We have a client together right now that, boy, she loved those valances in that bonus room that she built. And she was having everything repainted. And, you know, I said at the time that you're having repainted, have those holes filled and, you know, we'll put the valances somewhere else. And she goes, well, gosh, wouldn't they want them? They're beautiful, and so on and so forth. And I said, you know, at this point, they're probably best to be down. We can leave them in the back room. And if they want to keep them, great. If not, we'll find a home for them. Right. But yes, it's hard when you've spent so much money and you enjoy these things so much to think that somebody else wouldn't like it. But there's an art to this. And if you follow the script as the seller of the home, it will pay off, but you got to trust us. And that's why one of the reasons why you hire an experienced agent and the team that goes along with it, so that you know that we're taking advantage of everything that we possibly can to make sure that we maximize the return you have on your house. I have a funny story for you, Andrea. Just yesterday, a client who both bought and sold with me, they had this really neat little condo. And it was their first place that they bought together. And, you know, he told me, because I had done this seminar, and he stood up afterwards to give me this testimonial and said, you know, how helpful it was that you came into their house and told them exactly what to do. And They are convinced at this point that the investment, the gift that I gave them of a couple hours of your time, the small things that you helped them with, helped them sell their condo faster, and they're convinced that they got $10,000 more for their condo than they expected. So let me thank you for making me look good once again.
Love to do that.
So you get these raving fans, and what's really great, it's like anything else, once you know they're on the, you know, they're so thrilled with the services that you render, they're going to start telling their friends, and they're going to realize and be our advocates, and that's really what it's all about. I mean, this works, and we're not being deceitful in any way, shape, or form in regard to what's in the house. We're still disclosing the good, the bad, and the ugly that's there. We're also just showing how nice the house looks. You had mentioned, you know, the basement, and the basement's an important part. And by the way, thanks for talking about the exterior of the home, because that is huge. When I drive up to a house is when I start talking. When I even drive into the neighborhood is when I start talking to my folks. What do you see? What do you think? Oh, cute curb appeal. Oh, what's that? Oh, what's this? It's so important that the outside of the home is really sharp.
Think about this. The seller, they very seldom go through their front door.
Right.
They go through the garage. They don't really realize what the front area looks like. Because I have so many times we start out there and they go, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize that. I never go through the front door. And I say, sometimes just stand back here, take a picture of the front and see what you think. And they go, you're right, you know. So it's amazing because they just don't go through the front door.
Yeah, and there's a couple business cards there and a couple stickers on the door and maybe an old phone book from like 2004. And it's hilarious.
I know exactly but what you mean. Yeah, I know.
I'm guilty of it too. The only time I go to the front door is really to check for a delivery if I know that it's coming. But otherwise, everyone's going in and out of the back. So
I know.
I get it. And then, of course, we're assuming everybody has garages, okay? So assuming you have a garage and you're going in through your garage, yes. Otherwise, you're using your front door all the time, right? I want to go back to the idea of restyling versus staging one more time. How do you determine which approach to take? Let me elaborate on that question. So you go into a house. We have, and I, as you know, I work with a lot of older adult clients. And sometimes those older adult clients will stay in their homes prior to selling it. Sometimes they will move to community living or elsewhere and then sell the home, which is often a wonderful approach because you don't have to deal with everything that goes with selling the house. But so let's say the scenario is we have an older adult client, mom or dad, whoever it is, they move in with me or they move into an independent living or assisted living community or wherever it is that they're going, and they have a house full of stuff. And the stuff may be newer, or odds are in that particular situation, the house and the furnishings may be a little bit older. So how do you help determine whether you're going to restyle what's there or whether it may make sense to have that estate sale, get everything out, and then bring in furniture?
You know, really, that's a great question. It really depends on how much stuff they do have in the home. If it's loaded to the brim, and I think it would be more challenging to try to have that show in its best light than I would. And there's a lot of times I would recommend just vacating the house, you know, and putting on a fresh coat of paint and just having it staged. Because it's also going to determine on the demographics of who you think that potential buyer is going to be. And if it's going to be a millennial grouping coming in on that, then they will not be attracted if it's an older style furnishing in there. Sometimes, you know, we recommend leaving the furniture because maybe it's not as outdated, and maybe the few things that we can do with maybe changing out the accessories can make all the difference in the world. Every single home is totally different, and we don't know what we're going to recommend until we walk into that door. And I never want to, you know, give away business, but I want to do what's best for the seller. And I would say, you know what, I think it's going to be in your best interest if you vacate it, you know, bring in a staging company that does vacant staging and have them stage your house for you. There would be just too much involved in restyling to make it work.
Sure. And I've got a client right now who is moving from her home to be closer to her kids. We're talking a couple hours away. And she was very insistent that I really don't want to put the house on the market. I don't want the sign in the yard. I don't want to do anything until I'm gone. I don't want to be dealing with strangers coming through my house. Okay. So what she's decided to do, and here's how we're going to work that one. It's kind of interesting, is that she's going to move out at the end of March. And then right at the end of March, we have a team coming in. And here's how the team goes. At the first weekend of April, we've got 2 days of estate sale. And then the day after that, we've got someone coming in who's going to take everything else that didn't sell out of the house. And then after that, we've got a guy coming in with a truck full of carpet and flooring. And we're going to be doing recarpeting throughout the house. And we're going to be putting in some flooring in a kitchen that has vinyl that's coming up, and in a bathroom on the main floor that has carpet in it. So we're really going to spruce this thing up. And then we've decided that we're not going to stage it, because we've reached the point where we don't want to spend any more money preparing the house. And I get that. So it made more sense to spend some of that money prepping the house and getting it to look showroom ready with no furniture in it. And we're just hoping that that buyer will come in who has the imagination. And if we find that doesn't happen, then we'll have a conversation. But it just so happens that this house is in a pretty hot school district in a pretty good location. And it's going to sell really, really quickly in a market that has very few homes in this one popular community. So we're taking a calculated risk.
I think I know the house you're talking about.
Right.
And if that's the case, that house will sell very quickly because the rooms are big, and it's easy. Sometimes when rooms are very odd shaped, like you were talking about that one strange room, then you run into that problem. But I think if this is the particular house I'm thinking about, it has so many wow factors because of the room sizes, the location, the ground, that once it's painted and new flooring, it'll go overnight. I totally agree with you on that one.
I agree. So we're hedging our bets here, and we're going to see where it goes. And I'm convinced that it's going to be just fine in this particular time. And then there's other times when you really do need to stage it. It's interesting as to how we all go about making that decision. All that furniture. So let's say you go in and you move things around in a house. Let me step back. We go into a house and there's big furniture in the family room and in one particular room. And it's easy to take a leaf out of a dining room table. But if you've got this huge, massive sectional with recliner chairs in there and all that stuff, there are times when I know you've come in and say, okay, let's shrink that a little bit. So what do we do with the stuff that we took out of that? Do we put it in the basement? Do we put it in the garage? Does it go in a pod? What do we do with it?
Pod. Yeah, if they're going to keep it, they want to keep it, then I would always recommend putting it in storage.
Okay.
Less is more. Less is more. So I had a very funny situation where she decluttered, but she put everything in the basement where you couldn't even walk around. And she said, well, the agent told me that nobody would be looking in the basement. Well, that's so wrong. And then I had another gal who put everything in the closet, so as soon as you open the closet door, things would start to fall out. So you don't want that because people want to see storage. So I never recommend. They could take some boxes, put it in a corner. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But not putting a lot of items in the basement, like lots of big pieces of furniture. If you don't have a lot in your basement, you know, again, it depends on each home, but it's always easier just to get a pod, put it in there, put it in storage. That way, when you're ready to move, they can just deliver that pod right to your new place, unload it, and you're done.
Right.
Try to get as much, even clothes, try to get as much as you possibly can out of that house.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the clothes. A lot of times they go into multiple closets. And so I've seen you declutter where you've said, okay, take half of that stuff out and find a place for it, not in the house.
Yep.
And it's, again, you're spending a few dollars a month to put it in storage, and it's a little painful, but it's all part of the process. I have seen boxes and boxes and boxes in the lower level as well. I've also seen boxes and boxes in the lower level that's had a leaky basement. Guess what happens to that stuff? And then I'm the type of, I guess, skeptical buyer's agent, then when I'm walking through and I see things lined up against a wall, I want to know why. What are they hiding? Yeah. Probably nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. But my little radar starts to go up. So yeah, declutter means get as much as you can out of that lower level as well. Don't stick it in the base, in the garage. I've seen it, and you can almost get away with it if that's what you want. But then again, if it's in a garage and it's valuable to you, what's going to happen over that month or two period of time when it's sitting there, and especially in the summer when it starts to get hot? So best to get it out. And there are people that have, you know, cars are bigger than they used to be, right? And trucks are seem to be all the rage. And I've had people measure the garage from clearance point to clearance point to make sure that that 21-foot pickup truck can get in there. So people, again, want to visualize. I've had people sit and stand in the garage just to envision how their car's going to go and where their workbench is going
to go. Absolutely. They've got to know their cars are going to fit in there. So if you put a lot of storage in there where, you know, you're taking up, it's a three-car garage, but you're taking up one space, that's wrong. You need to get a pod because people want to see they can fit all three cars in there. And you said the word valuable, which is really another really important part of our consultation. If something is in the home of great value to the seller, I always ask them to pack it up now. You're going to have to pack it up sooner or later. Let's pack it up now for your safety, for your protection. You know, make sure none of that is out. Also, make sure if you have any prescription drugs, those are packed away. Those are hidden, along with jewelry. If there was anything gone that would be extremely valuable and you'd be really upset, you just want to make sure all that's put away. And if for any reason you have firearms in the home, make sure those are locked away, hidden, nowhere, you know, to be seen. And we kind of always like to caution our individuals when we go through the homes about all those particular things too.
Right. And it's
just
rare. Yeah. It's rare that we have issues, but you can't, I had one.
I don't know
what happened, but you know, when you have a home that's listed and you know, we're able to track who comes in typically, but you can't always track who comes in because sometimes one agent's leaving when the other one's coming in, the other one doesn't sign in or doesn't use their own super key. And next thing you know, you really don't know, or you have an open houses and you've got three or four or five parties walking through the house and you've only got two eyes and you can't always see what's going on. So awesome advice in regard to making sure that things of value are gone. And one other thought is that light fixtures. Okay. So, and things that you don't want to be included in the sale. So if you have that antique dining room fixture that's going with you and it's going to be passed down from generation to generation just the way that you got it, take it down before you put it on the market and put something new in its place so there's no confusion that it doesn't go with the house. And you know, the updating may also help for the staging as well. So many wonderful tips and so many things that you can do. So I encourage anybody who is looking to sell a home that you get your get with a restylist or a stager and go through this process. If you need recommendations, you can contact me or you can contact Andrea. She knows probably people throughout the country. Andrea, I mean, time just flew by and I really thank you for being on the program. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's two ways. You could either contact me by phone, and my number is area code 314-581-6588, or you could visit us at our website, which would be www.designtosell.com, and that's D-E-Z, as in zebra, I-G-N-T-O-S-E-L-L.
Wow.
And you can check out our website and see if, you know, we've got anything on there that could help answer any of your questions.
Yeah. And you know, when you go to her website and talk to Andrea, tell her that you heard about her services through Straightforward Real Estate Podcast. That would be cool to kind of track and see how many of you decide to take advantage of that. There's one other thing I wanted to talk with you about, Andrea, I do this from time to time. I like to do it all the time, but sometimes I forget. But for some reason, the light bulb went off. Oftentimes, we talk about services that people perform, but we don't talk about how much it costs. Okay, and I'm all about full transparency. So I know that when I hire you to go into home, I'm paying, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks or something, I believe, to have you do that. So what is I don't know if there's an industry standard or if you're willing to share what you charge, but what does it cost for you to do a consultation? And then if it goes beyond the initial consultation, is there like an hourly fee?
Sure. Be happy to share that. What we charge right now is $195, and that is if the property is under 3,500 square feet. If it's over 3,500 square feet, it's $295. And like, you know, you are gracious enough to offer that services for the sellers, which is really an advantage for them. If the sellers wanted to continue to hire us for something else besides that, it would be $75 an hour. And sometimes we do go shopping for the client and for accessories, and that would be $75 an hour. If they want our accessory packages, we have like three levels of accessory packages, anywhere starting from like $695 to $895 on up. Just depends upon what they need. We also have our list of certified service providers who are all insured and bonded that we can refer to them, but we always like to refer to the agent if they've got, you know, their vendors too. But we want to be a full service for them that we can help them no matter what they need or how we can go about in helping them. So that's, you know, I don't know what the standard is, but that's what we kind of run our fee. And then we always like to follow up with a report, you know, to the agent on, you know, what our conversation was with the seller. So the agent will know exactly what we recommended, with a copy also to the seller.
Well, fantastic. Thank you. Andrea Lenson from Design to Sell. That was awesome. I want to once again thank the Whole Care Network for this platform. I also want to plug my free nationwide company that matches real estate buyers and sellers with top producing real estate agents. So for more information on how to find an awesome real estate agent to help you buy or sell anywhere in the continental United States, go to freerealestateagentfinders.com or freef.com. Our next podcast will be aired on Saturday, March 10th at 9 o'clock Eastern. We're going to be chatting about home warranties with Mary Jo Schapper at Choice Home Warranty. Please join us for that. Until next time, please be careful, gracious, and caring. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you soon.